we're the Department of Labor, and we need to be the model employer. And that was an important mandate from Secretary Perez. And so from day one, we focused not on just getting our numbers up, about really engaging our employees in the work and the important work that we do here at the department.
So how did you begin? Obviously, the numbers were telling you stories, but I imagine that employees might not have been so forthcoming if you just stopped them in the hall. So how did you get them to open up?
Well, the first thing was doing listening sessions, not only around this building with different affinity groups, but also around the country. I've been to 8 out of our 10 regions, and I've done listening sessions in all 8 of those regions. People do. Amazingly, when you make yourself as available as the secretary and I do, people do stop you in the hallway. People do tell you things in the cafeteria. I announce very early on that I get coffee in the morning at 8 a.m., and I get lunch at 12 noon in the cafeteria, and I encourage people to come up to us. And so there was no shortage of people reaching out to us. We also started an online portal called Idea Mill, which is an electronic suggestion box. You have the ability not only to post an idea, but to go in and review ideas that other employees have posted. And you vote on it. And you say, look, I like the idea, and I'm going to say I like it, or you can say I don't like it. And what we've done is created a threshold so that if it receives a certain number of votes, it comes to the front office and we consider it. I've, over the course of a year and a half, posted a couple of challenges up there. I asked people, hey, tell me a way that we can recognize employees for good performance, recognizing that we can't always provide raises, we can't always provide awards, but what are the non-monetary ways to recognize good performance? One of the things I do at the department is I try to spend every couple of weeks, every month or so, I do kind of a day in the life where I spend time with one of our employees, whether it's here in the headquarters or here in the field. So I'll be off doing an OSHA inspection, or I'll be off looking at one of our grantees who is helping homeless veterans find jobs. And so I posted a challenge and said, hey, tell me who I should visit next. And I got dozens of ideas from people all around the country saying, hey, I'm doing something interesting, come visit me. And I've actually been able to follow up and spend some time with these employees. And so it's a great way for me, if there's something I'm wondering about, if I want an idea for something, I can go on, post a challenge, and people respond. I also just love every couple of days seeing what our employees are talking about on a day-to-day basis.
So when you got coffee at 8 o'clock in the morning and people came up to you, what were some of the common things they were saying?
You know, it's everything. It's everything from the computers need work, to the building is too hot, the building is too cold, to more serious problems. People didn't like the fact that they had to sign in and sign out at the beginning and the end of the day. People didn't like the lack of flexibility in terms of their working hours. We heard that, why don't we have a microwave in our cafeteria? And so there were both big things and little things, and we just took all of that in and then started working on it. This has been an ongoing process, and we fully recognize that we can't fix these problems overnight. But it was important not only to listen, but to start acting on some of these ideas that we had heard.
One of your union officials, Denny DeMay, spoke with me. He said he'd been at Labor since 1980, and Secretary Perez has been the best leader that he's worked with. And so I want to know from your perspective, how did Perez set the tone, and what do you think he's done that is right in terms of the employees?
Well, I think it's the first thing is putting employees first. It's a recognition that in these budgetary times, while we would love to have more money, to hire more people, to have better technology, and we're certainly going to advocate for all of that, our real ability to perform the mission of this department, which I think is one of the most noble missions in the federal government, is really dependent on getting more out of our employees. And every study you look at that says that a more engaged workforce is a more effective workforce and a more efficient workforce. And so it was really putting people first and constantly talking about it. And it wasn't something we just did once a year when the survey came out. It was all the time. There is not a day that goes by that either the secretary or I don't talk about engagement 5 times a day. And it's not only a top-down. We've really asked each of our assistant secretaries, all of our sub-agency heads, to take this seriously. Each of them has to come up with a plan for engagement, and we hold their feet to the fire on this every time we meet with them.
So let's go back to those sign-in, sign-out sheets that you heard people complain about a year and a half ago. What were they and what were people saying?
You know, what we heard is that we're professionals. You know, in a climate in which you want people to be taken seriously for their work, you want to value their work, there was something wrong about signing in every morning, signing out at the end of the day, that we needed to treat them as professionals. We need to treat them with a greater respect. And it was a very tangible way in which, under the old system, it signaled that employees weren't trusted. And we decided, you know what, given the flexible hours that we want to create, the way that we want, the level of respect we want to provide our employees, it's a very easy symbol of what is wrong with this department. So we got rid of them.
It seems so simple, it makes you wonder why it wasn't done earlier.
Well, you know, I don't know that this is unique to the Department of Labor. You know, there is certainly a school of management, a school of supervision that you manage by seeing people in their offices or seeing people in the hallway. And that certainly is the way that this department awards run. And frankly, many workplaces are still run right now. It was more important for us to recognize that people can work in all places at all different times. And simply the fact that they were physically in the office for 8 hours was probably not the best indication of whether they were doing their jobs or not. And as I said, it was an obvious symbol of something that needed to change. And so we got rid of that very early on.
And you mentioned that you also had listening sessions throughout the country. I understand that you had separate listening sessions with managers and with rank and file employees. How did you approach it?
You know, we would start with a very simple introductory statement, at least the ones I did, start with a very simple introductory statement about some of the things that we are focusing on, some of the ideas we have heard and some of the complaints we had heard, and we just open up for questions. And I've done listening sessions with both employees and supervisors separately. I've done them together. At the end of every listening session I've ever done, I give out my email address. And I say, you know what, if you weren't comfortable saying something here, send me an email. And I can't respond to every email, but I read every single email that comes in. So in both little ways and large ways, we sent the message that we really care what you're thinking about. That being said, you know, listening sessions work great in year one, but if you don't deliver on anything that you've heard, then people aren't going to come back in year two. People aren't going to want to offer more ideas. So it was very important at the end of these listening sessions that we cataloged what we had heard and really set about trying to tackle some of these problems.